What's up, builders? Welcome back to The Terminal. Today, we're diving into something that could save you thousands in both direct costs and strategic mistakes. I'm talking about Claude's constitutional AI proving its worth through mistake prevention, OpenClaw's massive security breach that changes how we think about community skills, and local AI deployment that eliminates Claude costs entirely after a one-time hardware investment. Let's start with something that hits close to home for every founder who's ever executed on a fundamentally flawed strategy. Constitutional AI isn't just a buzzword anymore. It's delivering measurable business value by preventing expensive mistakes before you commit resources. Anthropic's Claude just demonstrated something crucial. It's not about getting facts right. It's about preventing the costly errors that compound through execution. Here's what the data shows. Pixelpeak ran a 500-task analysis comparing Claude to ChatGPT, and the results matter for your bottom line. Claude achieved 94% instruction compliance versus ChatGPT's 87%. Now, 7 percentage points might not sound dramatic, but here's where it gets interesting. When you're dealing with 2,000-word business documents, the kind of strategic plans that determine your next 6 months, Claude maintains 85% structural coherence compared to ChatGPT's 78%. But the real value isn't in those percentages. It's in what Claude catches before you waste resources. Multiple operators report that Claude flags problematic assumptions that would have led to expensive pivots. Picture this. You're building a hiring plan assuming engineers ramp in 3 months, when reality is 6 months. That assumption error cascades into revenue projections, funding requirements, product timelines. Claude catches that. It asks the uncomfortable questions before you're 6 months in, wondering why everything's behind schedule. Anthropic's documentation shows a 54% improvement on hard reasoning tasks when you enable extended thinking capability. For complex decision-making workflows, the kind where you're weighing multiple strategic options with incomplete information, that improvement directly translates to better decisions. And better decisions mean fewer expensive pivots down the road. Now, let's talk about OpenClaw, because this security breach is a wake-up call for anyone building on community ecosystems. OpenClaw hit 13,700 community skills with 215,000 GitHub stars. Impressive growth, right? But here's the problem. VirusTotal just confirmed 341 malicious skills in the ecosystem containing backdoors, info stealers, and remote access tools. They purged an additional 24,419 suspicious skills in what's being called the Claw Havoc incident. For operators, this changes everything about how you approach community skills. You need formal vetting processes now, not later. Here's the practical framework. Implement the 10-3 rule. Only deploy skills with more than 100 downloads and at least 3 months of tenure in the ecosystem. That's your baseline filter. Building on that, you need to budget 10% of a security analyst's time for ongoing skill auditing. That's not optional anymore. And allocate 25% of DevOps time for platform management and monitoring. The broader lesson here goes beyond OpenClaw. Anytime you're building on a community ecosystem, whether it's NPM packages, Python libraries, or AI skills, you're inheriting supply chain risk. The larger the ecosystem, the bigger the attack surface. Plan accordingly. Now, let's shift to something that could eliminate your entire cloud AI bill, local deployment. Qwen 3.5 launched on March 2nd with 4 variants, and this changes the economics of AI deployment completely. We're talking about eliminating cloud AI costs entirely after a one-time hardware investment. Here's how the hardware scales. The 800 million parameter model runs on an iPhone 14. Think about that for a second. AI that previously required cloud infrastructure now runs in your pocket. Moving up, you've got the 2 billion parameter model that needs 20 gigabytes of RAM and delivers performance competitive with GPT 3.5 from 18 months ago. That's not bleeding edge, but for most automation workflows, it's more than sufficient. One operator reported running 24/7 code generation on Mac Mini hardware, completely replacing workflows that previously cost thousands per month in cloud APIs. Let's break down the actual cost structure, because this is where it gets interesting for decision making. Entry tier is a $600 Mac Mini with 16 gigabytes of RAM. That handles the 800 and 2B models for basic automation. Mid-tier is a $2,000 Mac Mini with 32 gigabytes, supporting the full Qwen 3.5 stack, which requires 20 gigabytes. Then you've got Enterprise tier, a $4,000 Mac Studio with 512 gigabytes of unified memory that can host multiple specialized models simultaneously. After that hardware investment, your ongoing costs are zero except electricity. No API rate limits, no per-token charges, no surprise bills. Compare that to cloud services. ChatGPT Pro costs $20 per month with capped usage. For heavy workloads, one specific user reported spending thousands per month on API consumption. Now, cloud services give you instant scaling without capital investment, which matters. But for predictable workloads, the math shifts dramatically. Here's the decision framework I'd use. If you're processing more than 100 AI queries daily with predictable workflows, local deployment achieves ROI within 3 to 6 months at the $600 hardware tier. One operator eliminated thousands in monthly API costs using a $4,000 Mac Studio investment. If we assume they were spending $2,000 per month previously, that's a 6-month payback period. After that, pure margin improvement. Cloud services remain optimal for three scenarios:
unpredictable usage patterns where you can't justify fixed hardware costs, frontier model requirements where you need GPT-4 or Cloud Opus level capabilities, and small teams under 5 users where the hardware investment doesn't make sense. More importantly, consider a hybrid approach. Run routine tasks locally, that's probably 80% of your queries, and use cloud APIs for complex reasoning requiring the latest models, that's the remaining 20%. This hybrid strategy cuts cloud costs 60 to 70% while maintaining access to frontier capabilities when you need them. The market validation is strong here. Mac Mini sales are being described as exponential, with wide sellouts as users discover local deployment capabilities. This isn't theoretical. Operators are voting with their wallets. Now, let's talk about Microsoft's competitive move against OpenAI. Copilot Tasks just entered limited research preview, and it represents a fundamental shift from conversational AI to autonomous workflow execution. The key differentiator in Microsoft's own positioning is that the system does the thing rather than just providing answers. CEO messaging is direct. Talks less, does more, as a competitive challenge to OpenAI. The native M365 integration is where this gets practical. We're talking about email management, meeting schedules across time zones, content creation without manual follow-up. All of this runs in the cloud, independent of your devices, so there's no local compute overhead. For M365-heavy organizations, this provides immediate productivity gains without switching costs. The catch right now is waitlist access only, with no specified timeline for general availability. Now, let's address AI hallucinations, because new research from Tsinghua University just identified the specific neurons responsible for unreliable outputs. This matters because ChatGPT hallucinates on 40% of factual queries. GPT-4 is better at 28.6%, but that's still massive operational risk if you're using AI for research or decision support.
Here's the interesting finding. Hallucinations stem from compliance behavior, not knowledge gaps. The models prioritize user satisfaction over accuracy. They'd rather deliver a confident wrong answer than admit uncertainty. The research shows that less than 0.01% of neurons, they're calling them H neurons, control this behavior across all tested models. The operational implications are significant. Teams currently building manual review processes for AI outputs could potentially automate reliability scoring through H neuron monitoring. But there's a trade-off. Aggressive H neuron suppression degrades model helpfulness. You're balancing accuracy against usability. Here are your immediate mitigation strategies. First, audit your AI use cases for hallucination exposure. Where are you using AI outputs for high-stakes decisions? Second, prioritize human review for those high-stakes factual queries. Third, document the compliance-related prompt patterns that trigger H neurons. Fourth, evaluate self-hosted models if you need monitoring capability. And fifth, budget additional compute for parallel detection systems. The timeline here is important. Detection systems remain proof of concept. Production deployment requires either vendor cooperation for API-based models or self-hosted infrastructure modifications. Let's talk about Claude Computer's sub-agent architecture, because this delivers something operators actually need: parallel processing for bulk tasks. The demonstrated workflow shows 150 leads qualified in 2 minutes using 15 parallel sub-agents, compared to hours of sequential processing. That's a theoretical 100x speed improvement. Here's the optimal configuration: 100 to 200 items per batch, 5 to 15 items per sub-agent. The catch is token consumption. It's significantly higher than single-agent workflows. You need Claude Pro at $20 per month to avoid hitting usage limits for regular bulk processing. The cost-benefit sweet spot is mid-scale operations, 50 to 200 items, where time savings justify increased token costs. For larger operations exceeding 200 items, traditional automation platforms like Make.com remain more cost-effective due to current token consumption rates. Finally, let's talk go-to-market strategy, because there's a fundamental shift happening in SaaS pricing. Per-task pricing is displacing per-seat models. Greg Eisenberg's framework documents this trend, and the numbers back it up. Per-seat pricing models declined 30 to 50% from their highs, as companies resist paying for unused capacity. Here's the value quantification approach: calculate time savings and monetize based on user hourly rates. If you're saving someone 10 minutes daily and they're earning $250K to $500K annually, that translates to thousands in annual value. Time savings of 50 to 150 hours annually at a $400 per hour rate creates substantial ROI justification for per-task pricing. An example, $200 per workflow execution provides clear value exchange versus traditional seat-based models where utilization varies dramatically. The content-first GTM strategy is critical here. Minimum requirement: one piece of content daily with immediate email capture. Instagram benchmarks show 2,700 likes and 5,000 bookmarks indicating strong engagement for automation content. The phased approach starts with a single sub-niche within a large market, allocates daily content creation resources, implements email capture infrastructure immediately, then begins manual service delivery while mapping automation opportunities. You invest profits in distribution and product depth before hiring niche-specific operators, and only after achieving profitability. This bootstrapped approach enables cash-flowing startups generating $100K to $1 million monthly revenue without venture funding. The cost structure advantages over VC-backed competitors come from reduced team requirements and elimination of funding dependency that runs into the millions. All right, here's your sprint goal for today.
If you're spending more than $500 monthly on AI API costs and have predictable workloads, run the numbers on local deployment. Calculate your query volume, map it to hardware requirements, and determine your payback period. If you're building on community ecosystems, implement the 103 rule today. 100 plus downloads, 3 plus months tenure, formal vetting process. And if you're launching a new AI product, seriously consider per-task pricing over per-seat models. The market's moving that direction, and early movers capture pricing power. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow.